to the Dallas Soccer Show. I'm Dustin Nation. I'm here, as always, with Tristan Vick. How's it going, Tristan?
I'm doing great.
All right. Well, it was a little bit of a soggy weekend. We had just a little bit of rain on Saturday. But once we finally got the match underway, FCD came away with a win. What do you think about the match, Tristan?
I was very impressed with everything about it in terms of the way the team played after a long rain delay. Minnesota United was pretty awful in every sense of the word. Going forward, at the back, they weren't very organized. But, and they had apparently, I didn't know this, but they had some suspensions of some key players. But I thought that, unlike last year at this time, we finished, we put away the chances when we had them, and we were aggressive. So I was pretty impressed with the performance, all things considered, with the delay and how the conditions were pretty awful and basically 75% of the fans left.
Yeah, it's funny. We were driving to the game and I'm sitting here. When I left the house, I was like, man, I'm going to be hot. I'm worried about being hot and then going to the post-game press conference, being all sweaty. And then we get there and we look up and it's like the skies are ominous. And so, and I had my good camera with me. And so as soon as it started raining, you and I just looked at each other. We'd planned on sitting in our seats and you and I just looked at each other. Nope, screw this. We're going to go up to the press box. So we went up to the press box and kind of waited it out up there and got to meet a lot of people. So that was pretty fun. But one of the things that was interesting once the match got underway is that Jesse Gonzalez wasn't in the 18. He wasn't, not only did he not start, but he wasn't even in the 18. Kyle Zobek was our backup keeper for the match. Do you think he's injured? Do you think that was just a statement from Pareja or just giving him a break? What do you think that was, Tristan?
I don't know. I think if you ask the manager, he'll tell you he was giving him a break. But I think it was a little bit of a signal to him that his performances just haven't been very good recently. They've been inconsistent and it's kind of crazy, but just all over soccer in general, you see a lot of pressure on goalkeepers, whether it's here in MLS or whether it's over in England, with the way that so many teams like to play out from the back. But I think it's kind of obvious that Jesse Gonzalez just isn't cutting it. And so we wanted to let him know that. What better way to do that than to make him sit down, spread the pine for this match? I don't know if we'll see him on Thursday, but I don't think it was an injury. I think it was purely performance related.
Yeah, that seems to be the way it would appear. And I went back through all of the media, the Big D Soccer articles and the FC Dallas articles prior to and after the game, and I didn't see like any mention of Jesse Gonzalez. And so it's kind of a mystery. Maybe I missed something. So if I missed something, let us know on Twitter at Dallas Soccer Show. But yeah, the other big news is that Rado Ziegler wasn't in the 18 due to his suspension from his red card, which did not get overturned. I don't think anybody's surprised by that. But instead of Ziegler, they put in Minor Figueroa. What'd you think about his performance?
I was pleasantly surprised with how well he was able to stay at the pace of the game. Katie's getting up there. I don't think he had too much to say about the goal. I mean, it was a typical kind of bang, bang, bang set piece, which you only get those when you go up there. So he's got some good size. I think Ziegler would have had the exact same type of finish. So nothing added necessarily, but it's probably pretty calming for, I think you see this in a lot of teams, but it's calming when you have somebody who's played as much as he has on the back four and getting that chance to really shine. It's going to be comforting for Grezo and Ulloa to know that they at least have somebody who wants to show that they still have what it takes to be a starting center back in Figueroa. And remember, Figueroa had the chance to leave the team in the off season and decided to re-sign with us. So it says something when he puts in a good performance after having basically been the backup for the entire season for anywhere on the back line, really. So I was impressed.
Yeah, I think the sloppy play that results from having such a wet field and wet environment kind of helped him a little bit, kept the speed of the game down a little bit so that he could kind of keep up. But like you said, definitely a capable deputy performance. One of the things that I remember was being in the stadium when he took the free kick, and it went straight into the wall, but did it punish the guy that it hit.
Yeah, he's got that direct kick down. It was it definitely had a lot of pace behind it, but I mean, you'd like to see him maybe slide that in between a couple guys, but
yeah.
There were a lot of good free kicks this weekend. I was impressed.
There were.
Messi had a good under the wall one. I always like those. Ooh, those are my favorite.
It's a cheeky. But yeah, you mentioned corners. One of the things that we added this week was Pablo Arangues on the corners. He got his first start of the season of his fledgling FC Dallas career. And what was his nickname? El Principito?
Something like that.
Yeah, he got his start. I was impressed. I think he started off a little slow. He had a couple turnovers in midfield that were kind of dangerous. And you could see whenever I forget who went down. Somebody went down with an injury. And whenever they went over to the bench to kind of get some water while the injury was happening, Oscar Preya spent a lot of time talking to Arangues and Bajic, very demonstrative, showing him exactly where he wanted him to be. And giving them advice. And after that, he seemed to grow into the game. He kind of imposed his will. He got that one through ball to Reggie and a lot of other really neat plays.
Yeah, he's looks to be the real deal. I'll be interested to see, obviously it's only his second game, how he holds up. Just because it's quite the... I wouldn't say this is necessarily a tight stretch, but we're going to start getting a little bit more compressed in some of our matches. So I want to make sure that he keeps starting and plays a good portion of each match. I'll be really looking forward to this week's match against Houston in the hopes that he can really get quite a bit of on the ball action like he had this weekend. So we'll see.
Yeah. And I think the way in which Pareja used him this match was really smart. Here's what Oscar had to say after the match about the way he set up the tactics for Arangues.
What do you see his role being? Do you want him to play winger, playmaker? Are you going to have him doing both? What do you see that position of him?
Right. The intention tonight was just to put him as a false winger. With that position, he can have more freedom, but at the same time, he can glue with the other players and have the connections that we want without just tossing to him the whole team and put him in his shoulders. But it was around the 25 minutes in the first half when I felt that he could do that role right away. And then we moved Maxi and to the right and Mikey to the left. And I thought it was a key moment for the team. I thought we would spark. We were more dangerous going forward, not just moving the ball, but being more vertical with Mike in the left, but also because Pablo was having more protagonism on the game. And so that role, he can do it, but we can have the luxury to use them in any of those. He's capable to do it.
So, yeah, definitely pretty smart in that it's a second game. You don't want to put that pressure on the guy right away. You want to put him in a position where he can affect play and, you know, be the kind of a puppet master, but without having to have the entire offense run through him, which is, you know, I mean, I think a really smart way to play it.
Yep. He's very quick too, which I like. He made a few runs that were really great from box to box, which is something you want to see in somebody who's young like that to really take some of the pressure off. One of the issues I had with the tactics was a little bit dealing with how Bajji was sort of not really involved too much of the play and came back pretty deep to get the ball. When you have somebody like Arangis, I think as they get a better relationship and connection, you're going to have more of Arangis getting the ball, bringing it in, and Bajji being able to stay a little higher up top to kind of put more pressure on that back line. If FC Dallas can use kind of how they have with Barrios back when they had Castillo and kind of stretch the back lines of the opponents, they'll really be able to settle in terms of getting on the front foot early, use some of that pace, because previously we had Diaz, and Diaz, he can move with the ball, but it's mostly he was much more lateral of a player and not very vertical. And I think that we get a little bit more of a vertical element to the game with Arangis. He's very good on the ball, but also very good in using that pace. And so it'll be interesting to see. I mean, I thought Bajji, even though he did come back, had some good runs and they were nice to see, but you want to make sure that your striker is there on the end of the crosses and is able to convert. But either way, it was a good first home, or a good home debut from Pablo Arangis.
Yeah, I think the thing that struck me the most was his confidence. He had no problem just stepping up and beating his man, running through the space, and then just taking a shot and forcing a save. So, that's going to really open up the other players whenever defenses have to worry about, you know, those long, accurate shots from space. Then they have to worry about that, and then they lose their marker, and it will open up play going forward. So lots to look forward to there. Hopefully we're not putting the cart before the horse when we're, you know, praising him, but I would put my money on him continuing to improve and grow into the role. So you mentioned Dominic Bajji coming back too much, too far back. And that's a criticism we had of Maxi when he was playing up front, and now Maxi's kind of playing that center, I guess that false nine role, playing off of Bajji and making that his role to come back a little bit more. How sold are you on Maxi in that position and his ability to make good decisions and actually pass to Bajji whenever he gets a chance?
I don't know. It's only been a couple of matches. I will give it more time. I'm sold with it because I think that Maxi gets easily frustrated sometimes when he doesn't get the ball in good space. I think Maxi's better at running with the ball and working off of another player versus being the like a target man or somebody that's kind of an advanced forward up there. I think he'll be okay. But I think it also gives Oscar more flexibility in the formation when we play teams that maybe are a little bit more physical, that mean that Arangis can't make as big of an impact. I mean, this week, for instance, against Houston, that Houston back line, they can get pretty physical. I mean, they still have guys like Cinder Ross and some other bruisers that really will push guys around. If they are able to put a marker on Arangis early, I'll be interested to know or to see how well he deals with that. I don't know if it'll happen necessarily, but I could see that being a strategy that Houston employs. They've been pretty aggressive. They've scored some late goals. They've conceded some late goals. So I think that no matter how we start out, I think the match will be won in the final, I would say final 20 minutes or so. I think no matter what the score is going in, there's always a chance that a team will get a couple goals. So stay tuned, and I'm fine with him playing up there though.
Gotcha. All right. Well, let's transition into a little bit of some of the post game audio. Last week we kind of broke it down a little bit. I think this time we're just going to set it up and then play it for you. And then after that, we'll give you some kind of final thoughts. So here is Oscar.
Well, before we do that,
sure.
Should we talk a little bit about, are we like excited that we got the 100th win for Oscar, that it came on the 200th home win, or, oh, okay. or do you feel like those are just kind of arbitrary?
Well, so I think it's kind of interesting. I think in all we've got 200 victories for the club. We've got 200 appearances for Matt Hedges, and we've got 100 victories for Oscar Pereja as a coach, all on the same night, all on like this rain soaked, like gutted out night where they just came out and they just did a job. I think I was more excited for him to get the 100th win before the San Jose game, which is, you know, why we went to the press conference in the first place and started trying to do that. This time I didn't have the same excitement. It felt more like just, you know, another game. But, you know, it's a big night for the club. A lot of momentous things happen. So I don't know. Yet, kind of excited.
I think you would have been more excited had it not been such a annoying rain delay with an obnoxious, I don't know, what was that, 2.5 hours before? So other than that.
I probably would have been, you know, more excited after the game had it not been like 12:30 when we were leaving the stadium.
Right. I think people were just kind of excited for that, but they were ready to go home.
Yeah. I think even Pereja at the end, he's like, all right, let's go home. So, all right. So let's go ahead and transition into that post-game audio. We'll start off with Oscar's general statement that he made whenever he came in the room. And here it is.
Well, just let me start with congratulating you all, because it means a lot of professionalism to stay at this time here going in and doing your job. The same as our players, he made today a great night for the club, a very special night, but the most important is that they show a lot of professionalism on their performance, just getting the 3 points, very solid performance. Put us 3 more points closer to the objectives, and I'm very content to see the new players as well to adapt to our team. So a lot of positives overall the game. I thought we had a very complete performance, and it was very steady, and just keeping the scoring zero, we didn't concede goals, and probably we could have scored a couple more. Just showed the seriousness of our players today. Very content for that.
All right. Well, and like we said, we talked about Oscar getting his 100th win. It's funny, he really tried to deflect almost every question that was asked to him about those. He would just try to deflect it against the deflect it toward all the credit towards his team and the staff. But yeah, here's what he had to say about his 100th victory.
Personal milestone for you as well tonight, the century mark and the most victories. Can you reflect on that and tell us how you feel to have achieved a nice round number?
Very honored, happy, but you know me, this is one game at a time. This one is over. Now we need to move to the next one. Don't like to keep dwelling on the negatives or the positives. We got to keep going. It's the compromise that we have as a professionals. But anyway, I would like to share this joy with you all as well. I have been part of this project, but I have been here with the club and with the team. So it's good. It's good to win. But we will put our feet on the ground and just keep grinding as always. Good. We're gonna go home. Ciao.
And then a couple other audio clips of note. We had Jimmy Maher getting his first start since May 19th. And so it was interesting to see what he had to say. Here's Jimmy Maher on getting back on the field.
Yeah, no, it was great to be back on the field. That's what each one of us works day in and day out for. It's that reward of getting to play on the weekends. I've had a buddy I played with tell me that we get paid to show up to work Monday through Friday and put the work in, and then the coach rewards you with the games. And so I was extremely happy to be able to step on the field again tonight. Definitely wasn't ideal having to wait around for a long time. We got went pretty much through our whole warm up and then had to stop and wait around. But it was great to get back out there, and it just shows how solid we are as a team this year to put that performance after waiting around. Our being able to be professional and mentally focused after that long wait was big from us.
Okay. And then somebody asked Jimmy about Oscar and Matt both getting their achievements on the same night. Here's what he had to say about that.
Yeah, some great milestones were achieved tonight for sure. And just two incredible leaders in two very different ways. Matt is a really quiet guy, but leads by just how consistent he is and how reliable he is day in and day out. Mr. Steady, Mr. Consistent. And then, Oscar just, he's the brains behind everything and he's the motivation behind everything. He pushes us to our limits and, gets on our nerves at times, but he really pushes us to get the best out of us, and it shows.
So I think that Jimmy Maurer is an interesting player that we signed, because when we signed him, you listened to Oscar talk about what he brought to the team, and Oscar was basically like, we were dumb for not signing him. And it was kind of funny because Maurer played for a long time for the Cosmos and the USL or NASL or whatever they were, and was a starting keeper, played with some pretty big names, relatively speaking. And so when they finally were able to sign this guy, I mean, you're basically signing a veteran who's played over 100 matches in the second division, but was always decent, I guess you could say. It's very rare that somebody plays that long without being a prominent player in an MLS or top flight league. And so I was actually really impressed with the signing. And so now that he's back in goal, I mean, we had a really good run with him in goal at the beginning of the season. I think that he will stay. I think that's just my opinion. I don't have anything to base that on. I don't have any knowledge. Like I said earlier, I thought it was crazy that nobody mentioned or asked Oscar about why he didn't have Jesse on this team sheet at all. But if you're an FC Dallas fan and you're excited about clean sheets and our defensive record, which, let's face it, that's the only way that we are going to beat teams like Sporting KC or Seattle playing well right now in the playoffs, that's the only way we're going to do that is by keeping good clean sheets at home. I mean, I'll be interested to get, once we get a couple more games, if Maurer stays in goal, what it looks like. But at some point, you kind of just play the hot hand. And Jesse's young. He can deal with it. It's kind of my thoughts. It's not like we're saying we're giving up on you. It's saying Jimmy's playing really well. And a lot of things work well when Jimmy's in the team. And so if Jesse can't understand that, then we can start talking about crises at the back. But Jimmy...
mentality issues.
Yeah, I mean, it really is a maturity issue in terms of the calm that Jimmy brings. So I would think we keep playing him and just kind of roll the dice and see what happens.
Yeah. All right. So some final thoughts before we close out the show. Kind of really touching note from after the game. Matt Hedges and his wife went over to the Beer Guardians, the beer garden section, and revealed in front of everybody that they are having a kid and that he's going to be a dad. So that's really, really, I showed it to my wife. She's like, oh, that's cute, which is probably the most positive reaction I've gotten from her on any showing her anything soccer. So, but so there's that. And so from the Dallas Soccer Show to Matt Hedges. Congratulations. And yeah.
Yep, we got a while to go before that happens. So it's a good thing they timed it to be kind of an off-season situation. So,
yeah, I think Victor Ulloa just said found out that they're having a boy. I saw that on either Twitter or Instagram. So maybe theirs is timed in the off-season as well.
Yeah. So
something's in the water in that FCD locker room.
Maybe so. I think it works the other way, but yeah.
All right, and then final thoughts on heading into Thursday's match against Houston. Last time we were down there, we got a rough loss. Would you be happy with a draw in Houston?
No.
No?
Houston sucks. We should be... I'm sorry, they do. No, we should be winning that match. We had quite an easy match on Saturday. Nothing other than the delay was really out of the norm. Houston has had... Houston's not had a very good run of form. They haven't won in the league since... I'm trying to go back. Wow, I am going back really far. They have not won in the league since July 7th. So that's quite a few matches that they've dropped points in. They've done well in the Open Cup, but... as far as the league goes, nope. Houston also tends to have lots of red cards, I see. I don't have all the stats in front of me, but I see at least four matches since April that they've played where somebody on their team got a red card. If it gets heated at all, Thursday, midweek game, I could see somebody getting sent off. Let's hope it's not us.
Quick correction. When we were down there, we actually drew. We were ahead, and then it just felt like a loss. So,
no, I know. I mean,
so would you be happy with another draw? No, we should be winning that game.
Yeah, we should.
That is a fair take.
Look, when they do the rankings of MLS teams, everybody always talks about the top three teams in the East, the New Yorks and Atlanta. And then when they come over to the West, we get lumped in with Sporting. And then they do the other teams. And they always say that until we do something better, bigger, more consistent, no one's really ever going to take us all that seriously. And so that's why I would be a little bit more interested in seeing a win on this road match than just a draw.
I agree. All right, everybody, that's it for us for this episode of the Dallas Soccer Show. You can find us on Twitter at Dallas Soccer Show. We're also on the www at DallasSoccerShow.com. So feel free to reach out. Give us your thoughts on pretty much anything.
I'm taking bets on how many years Manafort gets. So let me know what you want and I'll put you down. 10 years is taken, by the way.
Oh, okay. I have no. I'm.
I know.
Don't even know where to begin on that one.
You don't follow the news. It's okay.
I got 3 kids, 2 soccer podcasts, and a day job.
It's okay.
All right, friends.
Don't forget the dogs.
I have 2 dogs. We pretty much neglect them, though.
Yes.
Just kidding. All right. Well, friends, that's it for us, and we'll catch you next time.